good views. Welcome to the Lobber. While you're standing here on the peak of the Lobber, you might have had your small adventure already. The trip in the Lobber Mountain cable car is definitely not risky, but our brain will sometimes tell us differently. But if this minor thrill was not enough for you, you might want to do as the jackdaws do and dive down into the depths. Just don't forget to hook up to a paraglider or hang glider first. Alternatively, in winter, you can try out Germany's steepest downhill course. But perhaps it might be best to take it easy for now and just enjoy the view. To the north, the Ammer Valley opens up. This ancient trail over the Alps has been used to walk on since prehistoric times. Celts left their traces in the hillock of Duttenbichl. Passing through the valley, the 19th Roman Legion lost a couple of bits of their catapults. Until the modern age in history, this trail axis was used by Italy and Germany to exchange goods and ideas. In fair weather conditions, when visibility is good, you can see towards the northeast the Lake Staffelsee, Ammer Lake, and Munich. To your left, you can look down on the Kofel. This local mountain of Oberammergau looks like a miniature Matterhorn. Try to trace the way taken by Ludwig II when he visited his Linderhof Castle. He went through Ammer Valley, going between Lobber and Kofel. He turned to the right into the Graswang Valley to finally be far away from the hustle and bustle of Munich and content with his own company. The Southside Sun Terrace provides pure rest and relaxation, with the alpine panorama for good measure. On the right-hand side, behind the peaks of the Geierköpfe, you will see the Wettersteingebirge with the Zugspitze, Germany's highest mountain. To your left, the view goes far beyond Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Down below your feet, Ettal Abbey is hidden, inviting you to a hike, because you really would like to see it. So the Lobber has a lot to offer, whether you are looking for unusual perspectives or speeds, or just watching the little white clouds around the peak, or perhaps even a good mixture of it all.